You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Tensions are rising between Governor Tony Evers and the Trump administration after a top federal official apparently threatened Evers with an arrest over an immigration memo. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The memo directed state employees to consult lawyers if federal agents arrived with legal documents, a move Evers says was designed to ensure compliance. The Trump administration's border czar Tom Holman suggested consequences for Evers. That led the governor to release a video late last week.
I haven't broken the law, I haven't committed a crime, and I've never encouraged or directed anyone to break any laws or commit any crimes.
Evers maintains he has done nothing wrong and vows to continue upholding what he says is the law.
And Wisconsin's largest ginseng operation, located right here, is feeling dramatic impacts from the trade war. Savannah Tomei-Olson has the story.
Will Su is the president of Su Ginseng in Wausau. They grow their own and process it from Canada, but they've got a warehouse full of ginseng that nobody's buying because of the tariffs.
Due to the trade war, tariffs on ginseng are now approximately 117%, which has doubled the price of the product to the importers.
Wisconsin produces most of the country's ginseng, and Su says most of his market is overseas.
A lot of companies are choosing not to import ginseng from Wisconsin. They're choosing to buy the product from Canadian producers or from domestic producers in China.
Su says now that the buyers aren't interested in buying from Wisconsin anymore, they've planted less ginseng than ever before.
And in 2024, Wisconsin exported almost $20 million worth of ginseng. Gas prices fell nearly 5 cents last week, landing at an average of $2.93 today. This is over 20 cents per gallon lower than a month ago. The national average is $3.50 per gallon. And right now in central Wisconsin, prices range from $2.78 to $2.99. And it's National Travel and Tourism Week, which is the time to celebrate our state as a critical economic driver. The data from last year comes out next month, but in 2023, Wisconsin's tourism industry saw a 5.4% increase from the prior year and raked in $25 billion. We also welcomed 113 million visits and saw the highest ever overnight stays at nearly 46 million, breaking records again year after year. And on average, the people sticking around longer tend to spend about 3 times more than a person stopping by for just the day. This has economically grown every single county in the state. It's also supported over 178,000 part-time jobs and generated $1.6 billion in state revenue. Governor Evers wants to contribute to the growth of the industry. In his 25-27 budget, he wants to invest in the Wisconsin Arts Board, hire more staff for Wisconsin Office of Outdoor Recreation, and add incentives to bring more film productions, TV shows, and creative endeavors to our doorstep. And of course, continue promoting Wisconsin as a premier business, cultural, and recreational destination, as well as establish a new grant program to support Wisconsin's rural creative economies. And for this summer's travel season, Travel Wisconsin is running summer signs saying, "Here's to those who Wisconsin." It's an advertisement campaign in 14 Midwestern markets, including the newly added Peoria, Illinois. The press release says the campaign tries to inspire travelers to experience the magical moments of summer while highlighting Wisconsin's celebratory spirit and welcoming nature. There might not be fairness in state funds going out. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A Marquette University analysis shows Wisconsin's revamped state aid formula under Act 12 benefits smaller Republican-leaning communities. Wisconsin Watch reports that towns under 5,000 residents have seen aid triple, while larger cities like Milwaukee and Madison received minimal increases. It's led to accusations of political bias in the GOP-crafted population-tiered system. Democrats argue the formula disadvantages urban areas.
And U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, ranking member of the Appropriations, Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education Subcommittee, exposed that the Trump administration has stopped $47 million in funding for critical cancer treatment at 9 NCI cancer centers across the country. Joanne Krulatz explains.
NCI cancer centers are some of the top medical and research institutions that lead the fight against cancer through research, treatment, and public education. At a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing on biomedical research, Baldwin asked Emily Stenson, whose daughter with stage 4 cancer participated, what threats to this care mean to similar families. Senator Baldwin uncovered that nearly half of NCI's Cancer Center support grants had renewal dates in the first few months of 2025 and have not been awarded or funded.
And heat help will end in less than 2 weeks. The Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program heating season stops on May 15th, but some will still remain eligible. Secretary Blumenfeld says that they want to help households with their heating and electricity bills and help reduce their energy burden. And some may also be eligible for other Home Energy Plus services, like repairs or even replacement of HVAC systems or help with home weatherization. Train Talk is back in Madison. Stuart J. Waddles has the details.
State leaders, including Governor Tony Evers, are advocating for expanded passenger rail service to connect cities like Superior, Eau Claire, and Green Bay. Part of the effort would use $15 million in proposed state funds to unlock federal matching dollars. The effort does face uncertainty due to potential federal budget cuts. The new Borealis train is proving to be popular, which could show growing demand. A new rail advocacy group has been formed, which has a bipartisan makeup.
And state lawmakers have introduced another piece of legislation seeking to establish a dedicated film office and try to attract more film production companies. The bill, similar to the measure, included by Governor Tony Evers in his proposed biennial budget, calls for tax credits for production costs and staff wages. The governor's proposal calls for 25% tax credit, while the bipartisan legislation calls for a 30% tax credit. Both proposals will have a cap of $10 million for tax credits, and Wisconsin is one of the 4 states without a film office. And there will be an active shooter response training in Marathon County this week. It'll be at 212 River Drive in Wausau, today through Thursday. They'll be using blank ammunition, which replicates the sound of real gunfire. Anyone in the area may hear loud noises or see increased presence of emergency vehicles between about 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. And they do this pre-scheduled controlled training exercise to strengthen their interagency coordination during high-stress, critical incident scenarios. There is no threat to the public. This joint exercise between law enforcement, fire, and EMS helps public safety, emergency preparedness, and the well-being of the community. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers are back to 500. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. Christian Yelich hit a 2-run home run as Milwaukee won its second game in a row.
Yelich bangs one into right center.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. That blast was part of a 3-run third inning for the Brewers, winning 5-1 over the Houston Astros last night. The home run was the highlight, but it was a team effort.
Everybody's going to notice Yelly's homer, and you know, obviously the Hoskins 2 hits with a big double there, but Bowers' bunt hit made that kid throw extra pitches and got us deeper in the inning.
Milwaukee's pitchers came to work, allowing just one run in the 5-1 victory with no walks last night against the Houston Astros. Starting pitcher Tobias Myers did well.
He set the tone. He threw strikes. That was it. He attacked the zone with all 3 pitches. Never really got to his changeup much, but he attacked his own.
The bullpen didn't allow a run.
Mears coming in the way he did. Anderson facing the meat of the order in the 8th. That's kind of his first chance doing that. And I thought Pyamps and Koenig both threw the ball well, too. So good pitching performance and clutch hitting at the right time, and happy for our guys.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It'll be the same 2 teams, Brewers and Astros, again tonight. The 2 teams wrap up their 3-game series tomorrow afternoon. 1 week from tomorrow, the NFL will announce its 2025 schedule. The Green Bay Packers will have 8 home games and 9 away games. In addition to the home and home games against the Bears, Vikings, and Lions in the NFC North, the Packers will play each team in the NFC East and AFC North, as well as Carolina, Arizona, and Denver next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sebastian Stan is probably the favorite to play Luke Skywalker in any future Star Wars production. Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill, is in favor of Stan taking over the role. Hamill and Stan have discussed the idea, and Stan is open to it, but might have scheduling issues as he is set to star in two upcoming Marvel films. Not such a bad thing for an actor to have one foot in two huge universes. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's taken me a couple weeks, but I finally got to the theater and saw Sinners. It is wildly entertaining. From the script to the acting, set design, and music, Ryan Coogler's film is an absolute spectacle. Michael B. Jordan plays twin brothers Smoke and Stack, who return to the South after working for the Chicago mob. With their stolen money and goods, they open a juke joint in the country, which is descended upon by vampires. Word of the wise, if you see the film, stay through the credits because the last scene of the movie takes place after the role. Curious choice, but nevertheless, absolutely check it out. The summer movie season has arrived and is off to a pretty good start if this past weekend was any indication. The film Thunderbolts opened in first place domestically with $76 million. The opening is impressive considering the characters in the film are not some of the more Marvel marquee names according to Variety. Good reviews and a good audience score should keep the movie in theaters for a while and give it legs. Another film that has shown incredible staying power is Sinners, which finished number two this week, bringing in $33 million, which is only a 28% drop-off from last week's take, which was only a 6% drop-off from its opening weekend haul. Sinners also had excellent reviews and obviously great response from audiences. Finishing in the third spot was the Minecraft movie, which also is showing some resiliency, bringing in $13.5 million in its fifth week. The top five was rounded out by The Accountant 2 with $9.5 million and horror film drama Until Dawn at just under $5 million. Have a great summer at the box office, everybody. Donald Trump was in the news this past weekend. No, seriously. The president claims he is going to save Hollywood and movies by imposing 100% tariffs on movies made outside the United States. There is a lot to be worked out, obviously, and only time will tell how this will be executed. According to Variety, the reaction in the Hollywood community was one of shock. This could affect or even kill a project by one of his own ambassadors to Hollywood, Mel Crazy Town Gibson, who is planning to shoot his Passion of the Christ sequel in Italy. The president called movies being made outside our borders a national security threat, which exposed Americans to propaganda. The president was unclear if it was more dangerous than his own homespun propaganda. It's a good thing he's acting fast before the British thespian invasion overtakes our republic. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny today. Our high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight down to the upper 40s. Tomorrow will be a bit cooler, sunshine in the upper 60s by Thursday, sunny with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.